That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Followed out Miss Hartford's orders to go to the county seat and try to get the man she thinks is Mr. X to return to Pine Ridge with him. Lum finally succeeded in talking the man, a Mr. Otis Bagley, into coming to Abner's for supper Monday night. In the meantime, Miss Hartford has gone to the county seat to get herself fixed up for the meeting. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find that it's evening, and Lum and Abner are standing in the Peabody dining room talking.
Listen. Don't so loud. He's liable to hear me.
Come out here in that dining room, Furlong. I couldn't figure out what you was signaling at me for. Thought at first some mosquitoes was bothering you, but I knowed we never had none of them around this time of year.
Well, I just wanted to ask you what you thought of Otis Bagley now that you saw him and talked to him.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mom. It was just a waste of time for you to bring him out here to Pine Ridge.
Yeah, I know it, but what else could I do?
No, he's sick a feller.
Miss Hartford ordered me to go to the county seat and bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
When she orders you to do something, I grant you, you better do it if you know what's good for you.
Well, Lord me, Mom, them two can't never fall in love and get married. I bound you, he ain't over 4.5 foot tall.
Yeah, no, I doubt if he's that tall.
Why, Miss Hartford will be a good head and a half taller than he is. Maybe more, even. I just can't for the life of me see what Miss Hartford ever wanted you to bring back a little short fella like that for.
Well, that's the trouble. She didn't know that.
Well, she went into the county seat and seen him, didn't she? That's where she got the idea for you to bring him out here.
Yeah, but when she seen him, he was sitting at his desk at one of them high stools like bookkeepers all are set on.
Oh.
Fact is, it fooled me, too, when I first went up to him and introduced myself. Then when he got down off his stool, it nearly scared me to death. I thought he disappeared or stepped in a hole one.
Yeah, I bet that would look sort of funny. Well, he's the first fella that I ever had to look down at to talk to, I'll tell you that. Makes me feel like I'm a dadgum giant or something.
Yeah, I saw you strutting around there backwards and forwards in front of him.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you ought to keep holding out one arm and making him stand under it.
Oh.
I don't believe he's much enjoying that.
No, he never looked like it, to be honest.
And cut out calling him Shorty.
Well, I'm just trying to be friendly, Lum, but I know that name fits him. If I ever seen anybody, it fits. It's
well,
him.
His name's Otis Bagley, though.
Well, whatever his name is, when Miss Hartford walks in here and sees how short he is, that romance will be off right here and now, I'll tell you that. You
imagine him bossing her around.
Oh. She'll tromp him to death.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to give him up when she gets a better look at him.
Yeah. I don't like to hear that, neither. For it looks like we're going to be stuck with Miss Hartford for general manager for the rest of her 6 months contract as sure as a world. I wish now I hadn't even had Elizabeth go to all the bother to fix up this supper tonight.
Well,
it's a waste of victuals is what it is.
Well, we've got one chance.
Huh?
We got to build up his personality.
What personality? I don't believe he said over 10 words all the time he's been sitting there in a parlor. He just sits there.
Sits there and blinks.
Yeah.
That's a trouble.
Reckon that light's hurting his eyes?
I don't know. He ain't much of a talker.
No, he ain't.
Hard fella to get into a conversation with.
Oh, you start talking with him, and he'll just stop and leave you hanging there. You can't get no place trying to talk to him.
Well, he's general about 3 or 4 questions behind you.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs to get warmed up.
Well, he's sitting right there next to the stove. I'll poke it up a little, old. You think that'll help him? He gets that far to blazing.
No, I mean get him loosened up to where he feels more at ease. Feels like talking.
Well, I'd love to see him when he feels like talking. He sure don't feel that way now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, come on, we better go back in the parlor and work on him.
Oh, yeah, I'd just
talking before she gets back.
Yeah.
We ain't got much time. Miss Hartford will be here any minute.
Yeah, I know. Doggie, she ought to have been here long ago. Reckon where she's at, anyway.
Well, all I know is that she rode into the county seat on the mail hack the other day to buy some new clothes and get her hair all frizzed up and bent. And
oh, yes,
that.
She was getting herself all prettied up before she seen him.
And she's aiming to come back on the mail hack today, but the hack never got here.
No, I know. That's what Dick Huddleston told me. I called him.
It must have broke down, Summers, and she's had to find some other way to get back to Pine Ridge.
That's about what she's done, been out there on the road high hitching someplace.
She'll be here, though. Don't worry.
I hope so.
She wouldn't miss out on this for $1 million.
Well, she can have my part of it.
Well, come on, let's go back and talk to Otis.
Can't leave him sitting there, I don't reckon. Might as well be alone. He don't talk, but...
If you can think of any romantic subjects like, say, Niagara Falls, throw them into the conversation.
Niagara Falls, huh?
Yeah, try to get him into a romantic mood.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Talk about weddings and stuff.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
Well, how you coming, Otis?
What did you say?
I said, how are you coming? How are things?
Coming along. Excuse me.
Go ahead. What was you going to say?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, go on. What was it?
I was going to say I was coming along pretty good.
Oh. Have you ever been to Niagara?
Oh, excuse me, Lonnie.
It's all right. Go ahead, Abner. What was you going to say?
I just going to ask Otis if he's ever been to Niagara Falls. Well, have you?
Who, me?
Yeah. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
No.
Oh. Well, I ain't never been there neither, as far as that goes.
Me neither.
Let's see now, look. Have you ever read that book, Otis, that Love Twixt Golden Strands?
I understand there's a lot of water there.
Huh?
I said I understand there's a lot of water there.
Where?
Niagara Falls.
Oh, there. Yeah, I believe you're right, Otis.
Yeah, I'm proud to see you're so interested in Niagara Falls, Otis. Yeah, reckon you'll be wanting to make a trip there someday yourself.
To be honest, I don't read much.
Huh?
I understand it's good, but don't have much time, one thing and another.
What are you talking about, Otis?
That book you mentioned, Golden Love Strands.
Oh.
It's Love Twixt Golden Strands, Otis.
I understand it's good.
Oh, yeah, it is good, yeah. You ought to read it, Otis.
Yeah, them's good kind of books for a feller like you to read. It's sort of romantical and all. Love, marriage, all that stuff.
I had an uncle, Uncle Roy. He went there.
Went where?
Niagara Falls.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Did he go there on his honeymoon?
What did you say?
I was asking why your Uncle Roy went to Niagara Falls.
Yes, he thought it was nice. Said there's a lot of water there.
He did, huh?
Understand that's right, too.
Yeah, there's no doubts about it.
Well, how about it? Did he go there on his honeymoon?
Who?
Uncle Roy.
Uncle Roy is a bachelor.
Oh.
Oh.
Marriage is a wonderful...
Oh, excuse me.
No, go ahead, Otis. What was you going to say?
Yeah, go ahead, Otis. I didn't have nothing important to say.
I was going to ask...
All I was going to do is just remark it. Sure nice weather we're having.
Otis is talking, Abner.
Excuse me, Otis. Go right ahead.
Just going to ask if you had the right time.
Oh, well, let's see here.
Clock up there says it's 10 minutes after 8.
Penny's, is it that late?
Must be.
Reckon what's keeping Miss Hartford? That's the young lady that's anxious to meet you, Otis.
Yeah. Prettiest girl you ever seen, I think.
Do you like pretty girls, Otis?
That's about what I thought.
Uncle Roy got a leather pillow with a hand-painted picture off it on there.
Picture of what?
Niagara Falls.
Oh, well, Otis, if you had your druthers twixt a church wedding and a justice of peace wedding, which...
Oh, doggy, there she is. There's Miss Hartford. That's her, Otis. Otis, now sit up and look as tall as you can.
What did you say?
Well, hurry up. Open the door,
Emma. I'm doing it. All right, doggies, come on in here, Miss Hartford. Telegram.
Huh? Telegram for Edwards and Peabody, right... Smack hot off in the water.
For the land's sakes, Grandpap, where's Miss Hartford?
I don't know. I'm delivering telegrams. Here you are, Lum.
Well, didn't you see Miss Hartford nowheres when you was heading up this way?
No, I never. Hurry up, Lum. Get it open. What does it say? Never had a chance to read it myself.
Well, don't rush me. It might be something confidential.
Yeah, who's it from, Lum?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Listen to this. Hate to spoil your plans for supper, but I have eloped with the mail hack driver.
Huh?
We'll send you a postcard from...
From where?
Niagara Falls.
I understand there's a lot of water there.
Well, I guess Otis is right. There's a lot of water there. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.